Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Laura Lovato-Stenzel about the ghosts of Phoenix. So you think you've got Maddie, the woman in the hat, the builder, Mr. Nace?
Mr. Nace, yes.
And is there another one as well?
Yes, there is one that's in the basement, and he likes to clean.
Oh,
so
man,
yes.
you got some good ones there. You got
Maddie. One. You know, I usually go through the rules before you go into the Orpheum, and I always say, do not ask any of the ghosts or spirits to follow you home. And I said, you will be tempted to ask one of them to follow you home. And yeah, it's the one in the basement area near the dressing rooms, who moves boxes, turns off lights, even when lights shouldn't be getting turned off. So we have a mighty Wurlitzer theater organ, and it has a cubby underneath the stage because it's a disappearing organ. And so when you go into that area, not only is it dark, there's two different lights. So there's an exterior light and there's an interior light for where the organ is stored. But in that exterior area is where the stage is on hydraulics. So if you step like two steps back, you'll fall into like a 10-foot deep hole. So we're always very cautious when we go down there, and you have to go behind the organ to turn it off. And sometimes the light in the exterior area gets turned off and you're like, this is not funny because I can't see.
No, exactly.
So, yeah. And I don't think it's intentional, but that's why all of us always carry a flashlight with us when we go.
Oh, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
Mighty Wurlitzer organ, yes. Yeah, it's a fabulous theater. I'm so, like I said, grateful to be a part of it. And it was fully restored and reopened in 1997. And the one thing that is missing is the blade. So, or that, you know, the horizontal marquee that, you know, is on the side of most theaters, where you will see where it would say Orpheum or right. Fox Theater. So we are working on raising money to have our blade restored. We have a Bring Back Our Blade campaign going on. So we're going to raise money and we're going to get that back up for the 100th anniversary.
That's so special.
You know, it's funny. I do have a day job. I've worked in the same place for 30 years, and I see other women raising in the ranks. And I'm like, this is not what I want my legacy to be. And that does not mean that I don't love what I do. It doesn't mean I don't show up 100% every day, but I just wanted something different. And so, you know, that, you know, my work with the theater will be my legacy. So take a lot of pride in that.
I totally can relate to that too. You just find that place that you're drawn to. And, you know, some people, for them, it's might be spending weekends at the lake. Great. Mm-hmm. You know, but for other people, it is spending time in a historic building because you've become part of it.
Yeah, I definitely am a part of it. It's my happy place. I feel sad when I don't get to see it. And when I go back in, I'm excited and really looking forward to our programming this fall. I think I mentioned to you earlier, we have you know, classic films. And one of the films that we screen every year is Psycho. And everybody like, why are you screening Psycho? Well, Psycho begins in downtown Phoenix. So in the opening credits, you'll see Phoenix, Arizona, our skyline as it existed in 1959, because that's when Alfred Hitchcock came to town. And in one of the long shots up Central Avenue, you actually see Christmas decorations. So Alfred Hitchcock added Friday, December 11th to the front of the credits. And I noticed this, gosh, a while ago. And so when we got our new digital cinema equipment, I was like, we need to screen Psycho at the Orpheum. And I'm like, you know what? We need to proclaim December 11th Psycho Day. So our first year of doing it was supposed to be 2020. But
nothing happened.
It kind of fell through. But we do. Every year we have the mayor proclaim December 11th Psycho Day. She sends a video message talking about it. I do the curtain speech dressed as Marion Crane, and I have my purse with $40,000 of play money, and it's just the best day. And I think my favorite thing is last year, one of the gifts that we gave to the Orpheum was shower heads. So, you know, screening Psycho with the shower heads is just perfect.
Oh, I love that much. Yeah. I love that the mayor declares it Psycho Day.
Oh, she's wonderful.
That's really awesome.
It's just a fun way to teach people about the history of downtown Phoenix. Most of the buildings in that first shot are still part of our skyline today. They're just a little shorter than the other ones there.
Now, so at the beginning of the episode, we also mentioned Hotel San Carlos.
Yes.
And you did say that they don't really embrace that paranormal aspect of the hotel anymore. But at one time they did. They did ghost tours and everything, right? Because you were a ghost tour guide.
Absolutely. So the theater, or excuse me, the hotel recently changed hands a couple of years ago. So it was the prior owners. It was a really great family. They have invested a lot in the downtown Phoenix area. They're very much into historic preservation, but I understand why some people just aren't supportive of that or afraid that it might scare off people.
So exactly. I get that.
Yeah. So they would have people checking out of the hotel at midnight. So they kind of came to think that it was bad for business. So, I did two seasons of ghost tours there. It was fabulous. That is an incredible building. And then I did, walking tours. But my time at the Hotel San Carlos, it's a very special place to me. And Leonie Jensen is the headliner there. And she jumped off the roof on May 7th, 1928. And it was about, I think, 8 weeks after the hotel had opened.
Because it opened about the same time as the Orpheum.
It opened the Orpheum opened in January of 29, and the San Carlos opened in March of 28. So a little bit of, not a year later.
Pretty close,
Yeah, pretty close. That was when like this huge boom in the downtown Phoenix area. So that building, the Westward Ho, there was the security building, who actually, you'll love this little side story. So they ran out of money to complete this, the security building. So the top two stories, I believe, were rented out as like a gambling hall. And one of the women fell out of the window. She did not die, but they raised enough money to finish that building through gambling. So
whatever it takes, building done.
Yeah. But yeah, the San Carlos is near and dear to my heart. And the story of Leone, it really, she haunts me. She haunts me. And I think that is because I too kind of had a little bit of a stint with depression and spent time in a hospital for mm-hmm. trying to harm myself. So I think I have just a connection to her as a result of that, and trying to figure out her story. And another thing is, so basically it would have been May 6th, she decided for whatever reason that she had had enough. But in the early morning hours of May 7th, she wrote, I think it was three suicide notes. She left three notes or three letters and a note. That's what it is. So the first letter was to the hotel saying, you know, I'm sorry, the money I was expecting didn't come, but I'm expecting money at $5 today. You know, hopefully that'll be enough to pay my bill. The next one was to the local coroner explaining where she wanted her body sent and to make sure that all of her bags, all of her clothing and belongings were packed up, because the people in Los Angeles would be expecting those things. The other one was to an undertaker in California, and that note is the most interesting one. It kind of goes into her state of mind, and the other note, which was found in her purse, was just kind of a farewell note to all of her friends. So she was definitely kind of a troubled individual, and it's interesting because her notes talk about having a nervous breakdown and that she was in town because she was sick. But the people who saw her in the hotel said she didn't seem like she was sick. She also talked about not being able to, she was too weak to walk, and that the doctor made her sick. And the bruises on her body were from a bellboy at a local hotel.
Oh.
So yeah, it's just, and then she says, maybe you can help me figure this out. I'm going to read directly from one of her letters. And this was the letter addressed to Mr. Edwards, who was the undertaker in California. And it says, my burden was more than I could carry, so I am coming, quote unquote, back home in the way I predicted, but not as a suicide, but this long living agony is too much for me. And now, having suffered a nervous breakdown, I could never go through with it. I'm too weak to walk. And all in all, I am through. And then it goes into what she wants, like the suit, what music she wants played at her funeral. And then it says, goodbye and good luck. Think of me kindly.
Oh.
So
I just want to hug her.
I know. And it's interesting because, so we had kind of some yellow journalism in Phoenix in 1928. So the afternoon paper, which was the Arizona Gazette, has the huge headline, a woman jumps to her death, leaps off the roof to the hotel, and it doesn't have all the facts. And it's the morning paper, the Arizona Republican at the time, that kind of goes into the details and says where she was staying in the hotel, and prints the contents of most of the letters where she talks about ill health. And so because of all of this, you know, evidence, there is no, you know, inquest. They just send her body over to California. So I just started digging. I was opening, you know, newspapers.com. I built an ancestry tree trying to put the pieces of this puzzle together. And it was interesting because at one point in time, I found the granddaughter of the Undertaker in California. And she told us some really interesting things. So her father was the Undertaker's son, but he never met his father because his father got a woman pregnant and abandoned her.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I've been trying to figure out the Oni story. And, you know, one of the stories I've kind of come up with is I think that, like, who writes a letter to who knows an Undertaker and writes a letter to them, you know? So I always thought that relationship was kind of strange. So I ended up finding out where Leonie was buried, and she's buried in Forest Garden in Glendale, California. And me and my youngest daughter went there. And in fact, anytime I'm in that part of California, I go to visit her grave. And what was interesting, in the early morning paper, they say she was 22. Her death certificate says she was 20, about 25. But according to her headstone, she was 32.
Oh, there's some huge discrepancies.
Yeah, but apparently she was like a beautiful blonde. And it's very funny. You as a woman would probably appreciate this. When she's writing out to the Undertaker, she's like, I want my tan dress, my high-heeled slippers, organ music. I need a Marcel and my nails are terrible. So, you know, the Marcel is that hairstyle that like Jean Harlow would wear.
Like with the finger waves.
Yeah. So, you know, here she is. She was, you know, impeccably dressed when she jumped off the roof of the building. And they said it just looked like she had fallen asleep. And she was, you know, clutching her hat and her handbag in her hand. And it just looked like she was asleep. And this all happened at about 2:45 a.m. in the morning. One of the police officers happened to be riding a bike and heard the thud. Somebody in the hotel heard her scream as she went over. It's a 7-story building, but just a very tragic story. And she does haunt me. She haunts me. So because of my work at the San Carlos, I've done even more research on the San Carlos than I have on the Orpheum. There's just a lot more stories because of the nature of it being a hotel, and you can track down things. So I know that hotel has seen at least 7 suicides. 3 people have died in almost the same location that Leonie did.
Wow.
It was Leonie, and then somebody jumped off in the 2000s. And then there was another woman. Her name is Esther Clearwater, and she was part of the Women's Army, a WAC. And she came to town in 1943, and her and her friend, girlfriend, were staying in one of the rooms, and they went out for the evening and came back, and apparently a cigarette landed between their two beds. They had 2 twin beds in the room at the time. And so one was trapped on the door side, and the other one, Esther, was trapped on the window side. And she ended up, you know, falling or jumping to her death in 1943 from that window. And she landed in about the same spot that Leonie did at about the same time in the morning. So just very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think that Leonie is still there?
She absolutely is still there. It's interesting. They say that she's on the 7th floor, but she was actually on the 3rd floor. But she's definitely there. And I feel like, I think this is something you'll understand. Like, I know a lot about her story, even more than what I'm, you know, sharing with you. And I don't want her story to die with me, but I'm very protective of her. And so somebody reached out to me about the Hotel San Carlos, and I called my friends, Linda, Julia, and Joe. And I was like, these people are calling me, you know, we have all this information about the hotel. I don't feel right about it. I just don't feel like they're, it's a respectful organization. And I just, what should I do? Because, you know, I'm like, this is your property as much as it is mine, you know, the intellectual property. And so the one woman, Julia, said, why don't you ask Leone? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. So I ended up going to bed that night and asking, you know, like, Leone, here's my question. I went to sleep and I had a short but vivid dream. And she definitely got her message across to me in language that I would understand. And as I was waking up, I asked the question again and I heard no, no, no. So she did not want me to share her story.
Because I would think a lot of times, well, I don't know, because she left behind notes. And maybe that's where she wants it to be. Like, this is what I want everyone to think. I don't want them to know what really happened. I want them to think this.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because in one of her notes, she talks about if the world would only know the truth. That's the other one, the other line that kind of hooks you in about her story. I'm trying to see if I could find the exact quote. But yeah, she talks about, it's in the note that she left for her friends. And it says, may I leave for friends from friendship here, a glad goodbye, heartbroken but true. If only the world would find the truth, I would offer this the same as my birth. The black and blue marks are from the bellboy who lives at the Adams Hotel.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's just so much confusion about I'm going to be home, but not by suicide. But she jumped off a building, and then, you know, she haunts me.
And, you know, she was having mental health issues, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you wonder if maybe she saw this differently than what it really was. You know, she might have her own truth that to her is 100% true.
Right.
I don't know. You don't know. There's no way to know. Did they ever kind of look for this mysterious bellboy?
So in the one newspaper, they said they questioned him, but nothing came of it. So, and they didn't mention a name or anything. So, you know, that's a lead I have been trying to track down for many years and always come up empty handed. And it's very funny because when I became part of the Orpheum and was doing research on, you know, the two women there, all of a sudden Leone kind of showed up in my dreams again. And I got this impression that she was a little jealous that I was spending time.
Don't forget.
That's the thing about me. So I haven't really had any kind of a paranormal experience personally, but the dreams, like I have these very people appear to me in my dreams. So that's how it's been manifesting itself.
And that's
for
the best way for them to communicate, really, because they can give you a message much easier that way.
Yeah, and the dreams themselves. In fact, I was telling you earlier, you cracked open a can of worms. So I ended up the night that I asked her about if I could share, you know, what I knew about her with this person, and she said no. I had a backup plan because I didn't want to ghost this person, so to speak. So I went to I fell back asleep, and then I had this other dream, and I asked the question again. I heard a yes. So I have not looked at I actually, in the middle of the night, when I woke up both times, ran into the bathroom and just started scribbling down on this, you know, in a notebook. And I haven't looked at this notebook in a long time. And so, knowing I was going to talk to you, I pulled it out and I was like, what the heck did I write? And so the second dream is a little bit more disjointed, but in reading it through again, I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. So it's just kind of a interesting thing.
Now I'm all intrigued. I want to do a deep dive. It's just so interesting. And because she was obviously, Leone was obviously not at peace.
No.
And I have to wonder if there were a couple men who abused her in her way, you know, was exposing them, mentioning the bellboy. And right. then the Undertaker, it's like, now here's what you get to do.
Yeah, and he like was a philanderer, too.
Like, you created this.
And he paid for her headstone. We found that out. Yep, he paid for her funeral and her headstone.
But, you know, back then, it was such a different time, you know, because the men could get away with anything. But if a woman, the word got out, she was having an affair with him or anything, she's the one who's blamed for everything.
Right.
Not him. And that's why, he has no consequence to anything.
Yeah. In my rabbit holes, I today was actually Googling things like, what did suicide mean in the 20s? And so I came up with like a couple of little theories, but I just don't know. It's just such an odd thing to say. And I like wondering if she was just trying to make him feel guilty for something he may have done to her. I guess I'm just going to have to ask her again in a dream.
Ask her if she did that, because it's kind of like, this is what you did to me.
Right. Like, you have to take care of this mess.
So it wasn't suicide. He might as well have pushed her. And maybe it was something
like, I'm done.
Like that.
I'm through. Yeah.
Oh, man, now you've got me thinking, she's going to come to me in my dreams tonight. That's so interesting. So have there been quite a few people who have had experiences with her in the hotel?
So anytime I was a guide there, something always happened on my tours. Almost every single time something would happen that I couldn't explain. Like people would get, we would be in the basement. The basement was really a fun place. I know there's a story out there that some children drown in a well because that property was a schoolhouse first. I did not find any evidence of that. I've looked through death certificates. I've looked through newspapers. Yes, children drown in the canal a lot. We have a huge canal system here, and that's part of why Phoenix is here, is because the Hohokam Indians built this really fabulous canal system, and then they just disappeared. So we had a gentleman, Daryl Dupa, came in and is like, hey, I think we can bring some water in here. And now we have Phoenix. So, you know, a lot of kids would drown in the canals, but I never found any children drowning in the well, like is told. There have been, like I said, at least 7 suicides in that hotel. There have been other, you know, mysterious deaths. So it's a lot of energy. I mean, with people going in and out of there, people used to live in that hotel too. And it was actually one of the, before the Westward Ho opened, it was, you know, a lot of celebrities stayed there. Clark Gable stayed there. Mae West stayed there. Allegedly, JFK would stay at the Westward Ho, and Marilyn Monroe would stay at the San Carlos, and there was an underground tunnel. So all kinds of great Hollywood legends and things like that. It's a wonderful hotel. It's just a really fun place to go, and to have it be haunted makes it even more special.
And what an interesting story with Leonie. And you know, the other thing, to have that many suicides in one building, that's unusual.
It's very funny. In Arizona, we can look up older death certificates. So I used to just scroll through death certificates. And then if I saw one, you know, an address I recognized, I would just kind of save it somewhere. And that's how we were able to build our walking tour, is that I had accumulated a lot of different death certificates in different locations in the city. So, within walking distance.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Now I want to come visit.
Yeah, please. We'd love to have you. It's a little hot right now.
A little bit, probably. There's a really good time for me to come to Arizona, and that would be spring training.
Yes, absolutely.
I love the Cubs.
In fact, Harry Nace, he brought baseball to Arizona. So he's the reason we have baseball here.
I'd like to thank him for that.
He's a really wonderful man. Just a wonderful man. And just loved to entertain people and wanted to give people the best of the best.
Now, if someone, because you can't do the ghost tours at the Hotel San Carlos anymore.
They might be doing them. I'm not 100% sure.
And maybe they do them certain times of the year.
Yeah, the new owners might be more open to that. I think people have gone on ghost tours since then. In fact, I'm pretty sure that I had some people go on a ghost tour. I think you'd have to contact the hotel directly.
But you personally,
yes,
could do one at the Orpheum Theater with them.
Yes. We do tours usually the last two weekends in October. It's really fun. We do the haunted history tours on a Friday night and a Saturday night. And then we have former Grave Talks guest Vinny Amico come in.
Yes, he was on the show. He was with, what was the name of his group?
AZ Pierce.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. They come and they help us do the lights out investigation where everybody gets to, you know, kind of do a paranormal investigation in our theater, which is always fun. We get lots of fun things happening on those as well.
And so is it pretty much just around the Halloween or is there?
Yeah, it's usually around Halloween. So this, like I said, the city of Phoenix owns and operates the venue. So there are, you could call up and if you wanted to do a live Grave Talks, you could rent that theater. So
oh, wouldn't that they be don't, fun?
Yeah, they don't do the programming. People call them. So I usually put in for those dates ahead of time so that we can get those on the books really early. Cause it is a very busy venue. It's just it's gorgeous. It's intimate. We have a fabulous audio visual equipment now. It's one of the premier venues here in town.
Well, and that's a thing too. It's a working theater. And so it's not like you can just do ghost tours every night. You've got shows.
Right.
And you've got load-ins and load-outs and all that thing going on. So you got to kind of do those when you are able to do them. But what is the website for the theater?
So our website, the Friends of the Orpheum, is fototphoenix.org. That's fototphx.org. Or if you just Google Friends of the Orpheum Theater, it will pop up.
And I'll put a link where people are listening and they can just click on the link right there. So super easy.
That would be fabulous. I appreciate that.
This has been such an incredibly interesting conversation. And I have this weird feeling that you and I are going to do a follow-up at some point about Leonie.
I love that.
I just know it. She's going to come to you. She's going to tell you something. Maybe Maddie might. But I think there's going to be some more information.
I think so, too. Because, like I said, I think we just opened up a can of worms by
And this, if I have a dream, I'm going to let you know.
Please
bug you. I'm going to send you an email in the middle of the night.
If anybody listening has a dream, please let me know because I want to put the. We've had it. It's very funny because I think she's very particular about who she talks to. I get that impression. Same with Maddie. We cannot figure out who she is. She's kind of mysterious. So
well, the picture of Maddie makes her look kind of. When I look at the picture, I think of school marmy.
Yes. So Bessie, this woman on the spirit on the stage was a school teacher. So I just keep going back and forth and back and forth, but they are two very distinct spirits. They do different things. So I know it's two women. Yeah, if Maddie reaches out to you, let me know too. I'm dying to talk to her.
I'll be like in some weird, bizarre dream, and then she'll show up and I'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And you are.
Why are you here?
I'm just so grateful for people like you and the people, Linda, Julia, and Joe, who took a chance on. I wasn't a big public speaker, and they were like, you know this stuff. You've got to do this. It's just become such a passion of mine. And to be able to, leave my mark in downtown Phoenix through ghost stories is just like more than anything I ever imagined.
But one thing I find really fascinating about ghost stories, and in particular your stories, are a perfect example of this. It blends the history in with the location. And I think that's so interesting. I love history And then when you kind of weave them together, like you've done with your stories tonight, I just think they're so fascinating.
And I think for me, when I'm sitting in the theater, so like I said, we do film screenings as well, like Psycho, and I usually go sit up in the balcony and to sit in those seats and think about all the people who sat there before me and all the people that will sit there after me is so overwhelming. And it's like, it builds commonality, you know, and we're kind of in a world right now where we're a little bit divided. But anytime I meet somebody that's been at the Orpheum or the San Carlos, we immediately have something in common. You know, it's just it helps build relationships. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you so much for your time.
This
has been
an
absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you asked me to be a part of this.
And that wraps up our conversation with Laura Lovato-Stenzel about the ghosts of Phoenix. Find more information about the Orpheum Theater at orpheumphx.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.